And good morning. Welcome to our Thursday edition. Jen Edwards is a U.S.-based speaker and author. She spent some 25 years plus in sales and marketing and has committed herself most recently, for some years now, to the fight to raise awareness to end human trafficking. And she joins us online now. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim. How are you today?
Wonderful. Cold here, but wonderful. They say you're a woman who's taking on a billion-dollar industry. How accurate is that?
It's very accurate. Actually, I just had a meeting this morning with the executive director of another organization here in Florida, and he said they're actually thinking the estimates are higher than that.
Incredible. Now, we're told this fire that you have inside your belly for the fight against human trafficking was really started during a trip to Ethiopia. In what way?
Yes. So about 3 years ago, I was invited to go to Ethiopia on a medical mission, and it was there I learned about human trafficking. You know, I'm from sunny Florida, where we're the land of Mickey and sunshine and beaches, and, you know, we pretty much do live in a bubble here, thinking that anything horrible like that happens over there, and it does. Ethiopia is the number one source of human trafficking into the Middle East. And when I was there, it was like, hang on a second. You know, I'm a mom, first of all, and a human being, and it just wasn't okay with me. So I came home and I started to do some research, and that's when I discovered that this is a major travesty globally. And in my home state, Florida, we have the third highest number of calls to the National Trafficking Hotline. And that's really when I was like, okay, hang on a second. Not on my watch and not in my backyard.
Yeah, I saw some numbers. 300,000 kids are prostituted in the United States each year. And presumably, proportionally, we might have the same kinds of numbers in Canada.
Yes, you do. Actually, I did a little bit of research in Canada. And what's interesting is 25% of your trafficking victims are under the age of 18, and almost 50% are age 18 to 24 in Canada. So, you're in the same ballpark with that number of human beings.
So all of this concern and the awareness that you've made led to the formation of your company, which is called Paving the Way. So what's the history of Paving the Way, and what does it aim to do?
Well, Paving the Way has a mission to educate people about what's happening, you know, both here and overseas, but more importantly, in their own backyard. Because once you're educated, you can actually be empowered to notice what to look for. So we actually train. We have customizable training programs that we go out into the community and we train businesses, you know, particularly in the hospitality industry, what to look for. And on the social side, youth groups, schools, Boys and Girls Clubs, YMCAs, we go in and we show the children really the recruiting tactics, what to look for, and how to prevent either themselves or their friends from being victims of trafficking.
Give us sort of a snapshot, the profile of the young victim who might be vulnerable to human trafficking, and what the signs are.
Sure. Well, the average age is 12, Jim.
So that's shocking.
Yeah, you know, children as young as 6. And I really like to talk about recruitment tactics first, because that's how they're lured in. And so things, you know, recruiters use a couple of different things. They'll establish trust and rapport very quickly. You know, they'll become instant BFFs. They profess love and devotion very quickly. You know, I've never loved anybody like you before. You've got my heart. You know, things like that. They also make a promise for a better life, a better job. Recruiters have actually gone into shopping malls and, you know, those little survey people with the paper, you know, with the clipboards, they'll actually, you know, go, oh my gosh, your makeup is so beautiful. Have you ever thought about being a makeup artist? And, you know, we're hiring people. And they've gone so much as to get office space, go through an entire fake interview process so the parents think this is legitimate business. And there was a young lady whose parents dropped her off at, you know, this place of business. As soon as she walked in the door, they took her cell phone, they took her ID, and she was trafficked for the next 2 years until she escaped. So they're very, very sly, and they use lots of different ways to lure children into this business. And it's a very profitable business. You got to get drugs is that you sell something once, and that person has to keep coming back to you. When you know, a pimp has a prostitute or a young child that they're trafficking, they're worth between $250,000 and $300,000 a year because they can keep selling the same product over and over and over again.
The victim, of course, wants attention. They want love, but it's not necessarily those that come from the lower socioeconomic stratosphere. But anyone can fall victim here.
Yes, it really can, and it really, you know, trafficking knows no boundaries, Jim. It's from, you know, there's no socioeconomic, geographic, or demographic boundary. There's, you know, children from very good homes as well as children from homes that are really struggling. I have a friend that's a psychologist for one of the school systems here, and, you know, shared with her a story of a young girl that I had met after speaking. She had been stripping since 16 and finally left the trade 2 years later when her pimp held a gun to her head. And she was pregnant, and she was like, "Okay, it's time for me to get out." And I, you know, I'm like, "Okay." I said, "What did your friend say?" And she was like, "Oh, my friends loved watching me roll up, you know, in my pimp's Mercedes." And so, you know, you've got children that have this allure of the glamorous life of trafficking, and then there's the other side of it, and it really is having them understand the difference between real love and not real love, and you know, parents, and so, you know, we see that in the A schools here, and, you know, you've got parents working multiple jobs, spending extra hours at work, trying to earn money for quote-unquote material goods, when in reality, if they just spend a couple extra hours a day with their kids, they're really the front line of defense. You know, knowing what your children are doing, knowing who your children's friends are, really spending time about what did they care about, what are they interested in, and really getting to know them, you'll be the first one to spot the alteration. And some of the signs of children that are trafficked is they're very secretive, they're fearful, they're anxious, and, you know, their grades drop dramatically, and they miss a lot of school. And luckily, today, we know when a child misses school. But if a child misses school more often than not, then, you know, they're not at home sick. So really, that is a red flag for a parent to check in what's happening in their child's life.
You mentioned some of the recruiting practices, but I presume the internet and social media is really a breeding ground as well.
Very much so. Actually, a friend of mine, her young daughter was being really stalked on Facebook. And, you know, was asking her questions like, well, hey, you know, what school do you go to? And, hey, you know, when's your birthday again? And, you know, when are you going to the mall again? And every time she tried to ask that other person questions, they would just come back with another question. And they, you know, got the police involved, and it ended up there's a person online, you know, predatory person online looking to lure these children in.
Now, you're the writer and producer behind what's an award-winning film, Trapped in the Trade. Is that making a material difference out there?
It is. It is. I just showed the film a few weeks ago to a Boys and Girls Club here, and the kids were captivated. Like, they didn't move. There were no cell phones up. There were no side conversations. They were totally pulled into the film. And, you know, they were so connected to the characters. There's a one point in time, they're like, no, don't do that. You know, they were like talking to the screen and telling the character not to do something. So, you know, you could tell that they were really connected with it. And after that, we showed the film, I had two high school students come up to me and ask me for my business card so they could take it to their principal so they could actually show the film in their school.
Well, this is Human Trafficking Awareness Month. Jen Edwards is at the forefront of trying to shine a light on the practice. Her website, stoptraffickingtoday.com. Jen, thanks so much for the illuminating interview.
Thank you so much, Jim. Take